We believe in Jesus Christ, who was born a baby, who was and is God. And you remember in the pageant how the fellows and gals over there were talking about our friends in Japan, Hiroshi and Tomoko Takoi, and you may remember when they visited us and they wore their kimonos, and they're dear friends, and Tomoko is getting ready to have her first baby over there in Japan, and we love them and pray for them. But one of the things that we have to pray for them about a lot is that Japan, as was said earlier in the pageant, is not a country which understands much about Jesus at all. In fact, in Japan, Jesus is just thought of as a good man who lived maybe about 2,000 years ago and taught us some good things about the way to live. But people in Japan do not believe that Jesus is God. In fact, even in their religion of Buddhism, they really don't believe Buddha was God. Oh, they believe he was God-like and he was a good man, but he was not God. And in Shintoism, the other big religion in Japan, they believe that our ancestors, our great-great-grandparents, are those that we're supposed to honor and revere and even worship. But the idea that Jesus would be both man and God is very, very strange and foreign to Japanese people. But do you know what? The interesting thing is that for many Americans, sometimes believing that Jesus was God and man is also very foreign and very unusual. Despite the fact that we celebrate Christmas in our country, a lot of people don't believe that Jesus was God. A couple of Sundays ago, Sunday afternoon, the Cowboys were playing, and my son Chris was watching the Cowboys play in the den. And the doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and there were two people standing there. They were very nicely dressed, and they were very polite, and they began to tell me about their religion. These people are examples of what I'm saying about people who believe in Jesus but don't believe that he is God. They're called Jehovah's Witnesses. Barbara, my wife, was the one who actually went to the door first, and she did what I believe is the right thing to do when we talk to people like Jehovah's Witnesses or people like Mormons who don't believe that Jesus was and is God. You can talk to them a long time about many things, but the bottom line, boys and girls, is to do what my wife did and do it promptly, right at the beginning of the conversation. To look them into the eye and say, Jesus Christ is God. And if you don't believe that, your religion will fail you. Well, I heard my wife say that, and I said, well, maybe I better come down and see what's going on. And 5 minutes later, I was standing there having a very involved conversation with these two people, and Barbara had somehow found something else to do. And I kept making over and over in different ways the same point that Barbara was making. Jesus was and is God. And I said it by using different Bible verses and trying to respond to the Bible verses they gave me. When they found out that I was a Presbyterian minister, all of a sudden they decided it was time to move on to another house. But that's all right. I didn't say anything that your moms or dads wouldn't say. The neat thing about it is that when I was done talking to them, Chris, my son, who was watching the Cowboys I told you in the den, well, really for about the previous half hour, he hadn't been watching the Cowboys at all. He'd been listening to me. And you know what he said? When the door closed, it was the best thing I ever heard. He said, "Way to go, Dad!" You know, guys and girls, it's very important that we hold two things together when we think about Christmas. That we believe that Jesus was man, and we believe that Jesus was and is God. Let me tell you in just a moment or two why it's so important to believe both of those things. Jesus was man. And because he was man, he can understand us. He can sympathize with us. He knows what it means to be a boy who would like to play basketball better than he plays basketball and sometimes feels like he doesn't do real well in front of his friends. Jesus knows what it means to be a girl who wonders if she's as pretty as the girl who sits next to her in class. Jesus understands all of our hurts and all of our needs. I know you don't have it with you, but I wrote in the program this morning a verse that is from the book of Hebrews that I actually translated. And this is my translation of Hebrews 4:15, which I really wrote for you guys. Listen to this. Isn't it great that Jesus understands us in all of our sadness and happiness? In fact, he knows our temptations and difficulties, even though he never sinned. You know, that's what the author of Hebrews says, that Jesus understands all that it means to be a human being, all of the hurt and all of the unfairness and all of the times when we feel that we're not treated fairly, all of the times when we're not included when we want to be included, all of the times when we believe that people have been disloyal to us, all of the times when we feel like crying because we've been hurt. Jesus understands all of those things. And he understands them because he was one of us. He was born as one of us. He lived as one of us. He understands all that we go through. But Jesus was and is also God. Why is that important? You know, only God can help us in the midst of all of the things that do come to our lives that are difficult and hard or that we can't figure out. Only God is strong enough and powerful enough to come to our help when we feel lonely or excluded or as if someone has been unfair or mean to us. Only God can come into our hearts and work in a way that helps us make sense of our lives and have the strength to go on. You know, we need God's help, and I think you know that. I think we all know that. But sometimes we don't realize just how much we need God's help. Two Christians were talking one day and trying to explain to one another how it is that we need God's help in our lives. One said, "Well, you know, needing God's help is kind of like when a little baby is learning to walk. You remember when you've seen maybe your little brothers and sisters learning to walk? And mom and dad will get it there, and mom will be here, and dad will be over there, or maybe you're in the act and you're helping. And the little baby tries to stand up and sort of wobbles around and then takes a big step and everybody cheers so loud that you scare the baby and the baby falls down? And you remember how when the baby's just starting to take a step that mom and dad help kind of push and guide the baby along so that the other one who's just 3 feet away with his or her arms outstretched waits to catch the baby after he or she takes just two or three steps. Remember that? You've seen that, of course. Some people think that that's what God's help is like to us, that we're like little babies and we're trying to just take a step or two, and so we just kind of move and then we fall back, and God is there to kind of catch us when we fall and to push us on to take that step. You know, that's a good story, but you know, that isn't how God helps us. I think I have a better story to tell you how God helps us. Imagine a caterpillar creeping along, and the caterpillar somehow gets totally encircled by a ring of fire. That caterpillar cannot escape the fire. That caterpillar cannot escape the terrible, terrible danger. It's totally surrounded by that fire. And do you know that's what I told the two Jehovah's Witnesses at the door? I told them that they were helpless to help themselves unless Jesus was God, because they were totally surrounded by fire. And one day, that fire would burn them up. Do you know the only thing that will help the caterpillar? Is if someone bigger, stronger, much more powerful, picks the caterpillar up and takes it out of the ring of fire to a place of safety. Boys and girls, that is what Jesus, who was and is God, was able to do for us. Take us out of the place of danger. Take us out of the place of sin. Out of the place where our hearts are wrong and where we do things that are wrong and which the Bible tells us ultimately we must pay for, unless Jesus, who is God, saves us from the ring of fire in which we all live. Thank you for listening. Two important truths, right? Jesus is man, and he understands us. Tears and smiles like us, he knew, as we sing in the hymn. But Jesus is also God, who is powerful to save us, who is powerful to come to our help, who is powerful to move in on our lives, to save us from sin and to save us from hurt and pain and heartache and loneliness and the feelings of being left out. Jesus is strong because he's God. Jesus is close because he became a man like us.